a song written by Teddy Wilson. It's the little things that mean so much. Just a smile, a loving word and such. Ordinary things that happen every day. Forget me not in love's bouquet. Let me see. Like the kisses that your lips invite. Wee wee. Or your whisper when you say goodnight. May you never lose that sentimental touch. It's the little things that mean so much.
What a nice song, Carmen.
I just thought of it. I used to do this song at the piano when I used to play and sing, you know, before becoming a stand-up singer. I used to do that in the club, and I don't know what made me think of it now. It just happened to pop in my mind.
Thinking of Teddy made me think of, I think, somebody he was once married to, Irene Kitchings.
Yes, Irene Wilson.
Wasn't she somebody very influential in your career?
Oh, definitely. Without her, I wouldn't be sitting here, I think, now talking with you.
Is that a fact?
She was an absolutely marvelous, beautiful human being who was not only a great pianist, I mean a good, very good, great pianist with these little bitty fingers.
I'm sorry, I never got to hear her.
Oh, that she couldn't stretch tenths and things, but the chords that she used to come out with, the voicing of her.
Well, she wrote, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
I can't
Some Other
the
Spring.
Name, but Some Other Spring.
Absolutely.
That's something you must have done.
Oh, yes, I was there with her. In fact, I want to tell you something. I was, as much as she was a big influence in my life, I was a little in hers, because I used to write all these dumb songs and just reel them off, you know, and bring them up to her and play them for her. And she used to really encourage me. Some of them were, you know, a couple of them weren't too bad, but most of them were terrible.
You're out here now in California, but you were living in New York at that time, weren't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was born in New York City. Lived there all my life until I moved out here.
I didn't
know that. Except for about three years and a half in Chicago, which really, I can say, gave me my start in this business. It was a thing
Well, who was there that would help get you started in Chicago?
In Chicago, there was nobody there but me. I went there. See, this was after Irene, you know, mm-hmm. after, because when I met Irene, I was 17 years old. And when she did Some Other Spring and I was around her, because she asked my opinion of, you know, certain things. And when she wrote these songs and Arthur Herzog wrote the lyric, she wanted Billy, of course, to record them, and I would sing them for Billy, for Lady. And that's how Lady heard these songs, was through me, because I was around her. There was not a day for, I don't know, I mean, see, about 3 years, I guess, that I missed going by to see Irene, unless she was away or, you know, or something. In fact, you know, I'm sorry we didn't, I'd like to include a song in this program of ours, of hers, that she wrote and dedicated it to her aunt, because when she and her husband were having such a hard time, she was a very, very unhappy woman, and that's when I met her. And the aunt helped her a lot, mm-hmm. you know, kind of held her hand and told her, said, Irene, come on now, you know, life is too precious and beautiful. And after she got through listening to her aunt and coming through, she wrote this tune called I'm Pulling Through.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. When I was stranded, came your helping hand. Lonely, hurt, I had not known which way to turn, till you said that's bad, not tears, just laugh and learn. I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. You made me see how lovely life could be. You lifted up my heart and made me count the cost. To find I gained, not lost.
My God, Carmen, that's a wonderful song. I'd forgotten about that. I have heard it, but not for a long time.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's beautiful. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to try to play one behind you.
Okay.
Marvelous. You want to sing something? Let
you
me...
know, why not, you know, I did something with Nat Coles of the 40s, you know. I did an album with songs of his that had nothing to do with him as a stand-up singer, strictly as a trio. So anyway, this one is called, let's do Sweet Lorraine, which was definitely associated with Nat. Okay, how
yes.
about putting it? One, two, one, two, three. Uh-huh. I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. She's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
Well, let's you and I do one.
All
this
right.
one of my favorite
yeah, you're gonna, ballads. You're going to accompany me this time, please.
Okay, yes.
Okay? What about, there's a lovely tune called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out. You know that?
I love that song.
You know the verse?
Not really.
What so. About, let me do the verse a cappella.
All right.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online. You'll find a link on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. This episode was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Digital restoration was made possible by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior.